Blog Talk Radio.
There. We have all kinds of fun happening in here tonight, but the fly is dead. Amen. So welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. We're having a good time, and I'll tell you what, that Read the Word from yesterday was amazing. Because of what Jesus said, you make the word of God of no effect in your life by your religious traditions. You don't want the Father saying that about you. You just don't. Jesus only said what he heard the Father say. So that was a statement coming from the Father to the scribes and Pharisees. And My. When God says that to you, you got trouble, because literally he said to them, you're religious because of your religious tradition. You make the word of God of no effect in your life. You worship me in vain. That's the statement that Jesus spoke to the Pharisees. And what we got to look and see is, hold it, God don't have a whole lot of good to say about the religious traditions of man that won't change and accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior and the baptizer in the Holy Spirit and move on into the life of the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. Here's the revelation. When you get in the kingdom, you got to grow. Just keep growing every day. Like I say, Father, help me walk with you today. And Father says, no problem. And then you and I get to walk with him. Today, more statements to the scribes and the Pharisees. And Peter confesses that Jesus is the Christ. That's our program today. You ready? Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
Plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart. So that I will produce.
So that I will produce.
A hundredfold return and more.
A hundredfold return and more.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Matthew chapter 16. I almost told you 22 for the year. 16. The Pharisees and Sadducees came testing him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. You hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the sign of the times. Wowzer. Now I know that he said that, but that's a pretty powerful statement. You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you can't discern the face of the Messiah, who's standing right in front of you. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Repent. And he left them, and when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread with them. And Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, Is it because we've taken no bread with us today? Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, O ye of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? I mean, they must have counted on purpose. Jesus quoting it. How is it you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then they understood he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Why? Because their doctrine was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Wash the outside for everybody to see. Pray where people can see you so you'll be seen by men. But your inside, Jesus said, you're whitewashed sepulchers. In other words, you're a shiny grave. You're clean on the outside and dead on the inside. You don't want that. If that's you, stick with us. By the time the program's done, we'll get you born again and in the right standing of Almighty God. Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say John the Baptist. We saw Herod said that. Mm-hmm. And Elijah. Others say Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? It's the most important question that will ever be asked. And we've got to be like Peter. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. 17. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. What did Jesus say? You've been walking with the Father, just like I tell us to do every single day. And I say to you that you are Peter. He went from Simon to Peter. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades or hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. Peter got a revelation and shared it with Jesus, and Jesus said, you've been walking with the Father. So to walk with the Father every day is not a new doctrine from the Word of God. Peter was doing it and came to the understanding, you're the Christ, the Son of a living God. And Jesus rewarded him, congratulated him. But now what happened? Now watch what happens. 21, from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. 22, then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, that this would happen to you. Don't go from getting a great commendation from Jesus to being rebuked by him all in one afternoon on one stretch of road. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. He just went from getting his name changed because of the revelation to now Jesus said, you got Satan in you. Get behind me. 24, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? No profit at all whatsoever. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, we see it all the time. They'll sacrifice everything to have fame and notoriety and all the rest of it, money. 27. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they shall see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. What a chapter. Jesus rebuking the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Absolutely amazing. Here we go. We're now going to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I love the word. Mark chapter 8. We're going to see a few more things in this one, but then we're going to get Jesus to confess, or Peter to confess that Jesus is the Christ. Here we go. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Not only do they go a long ways in our day to a conference, they went there with Jesus. They didn't have McDonald's or Holiday Inn. They just went. His disciples answered him, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? He asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. They also had a few small fish, probably like sardines. And having blessed them, he said to set them also before them. So they ate and were filled. Now wait, not just a piece of bread and a fish. I mean, that would have been better than nothing. Mm-hmm. But 3 days with no food? What did they do? They just sleep on the ground all night? Mm-hmm. And Jesus just woke up at the rising of the sun saying, because they're in a wilderness. There ain't no hotels here. There's no inns. There is no room for them in the inn. You know? They're out in the wilderness. Verse 8. I'm in Mark 8:8. So they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Immediately got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. Verse 11, then the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, testing him. Look at this. He sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation. Jesus was the sign, and he was standing right in front of them with signs, wonders, and miracles severely documented right in front of their eyes. Mm-hmm. 13, and he left them, and getting into the boat again, he departed to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. Bread was a staple then.
Mm-hmm.
Staple. Then he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. So Mark says, and the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Look at this. Is your heart still hardened?
Wow.
Do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear? Do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000? How many basketful of fragments did you take up? They said to him, 12. And when I broke seven for 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, 7. Large baskets. He said to them, how is it that you do not understand? But see, when he said your hearts are hardened, he's talking about the wayside soil of your heart that gets packed down through life, and you got to keep tilling that up in your life, or you'll find yourself just resistant to the very thing that God's brought to you that you want. The disciples were not resistant to Jesus. They were just dealing with, I mean, just think about it. They just had 4,000 people to feed and sit and put them in groups and take the bread and give it to them and then keep everybody in order and pick up the pieces and pick up the fragments and take the, what are we doing with these 7 baskets? You know, they have to deal with the daily things of life. Mm-hmm. And it's the daily things of life that cause our heart to become hard. Not out of rebellion many times with many believers. It's just not dealing with the cares of the world, saying, get out of my life. I will not have a hard heart. I receive you right now, Jesus. It's like tonight when all of those miracles were happening at the Holy Spirit conference. Every woman listening could receive a miracle in her body. But they had to be willing to reach out and receive it. And that means you got to get past the cares of the world. I'm not at the conference and I'm watching my video and just receive. The power of God manifested in this room right here tonight in a very, 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 very extremely powerful way during that conference when Pastor was ministering to women. God was ministering to me sitting right here in this chair at this desk. Hard-hearted is a matter of the heart. And you and I got to take the hoe, take the rotor tiller, get the plow, get the harrow, get the jackhammer if you need it, and dig that ground up so that you can have good seed in it. Verse 22, Mark 8:22. He came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand, led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. And he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his own house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. Why? Because the Pharisees and the Sadducees were in the city. And if you don't go in there, they're not going to challenge you and cause you to lose your miracle. You don't want that. You got to hold on to the word. 27, Jesus and his disciples went out of the town of Caesarea Philippi. On the road, he asked his disciples, saying to them, who do men say that I am? They answered, John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, others, one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said to him, You are the Christ. Verse 30, he strictly warned them that they should tell no one about him. Verse 31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Literally, when you study what the word rebuke is here, it means Peter grabbed him and shook him. You shouldn't shake the Christ. God snorted one snort from heaven and closed the Red Sea on Pharaoh and all of his men. You shouldn't shake the Christ when you're one of his disciples. Just in case you didn't know that, I thought I would tell you that. Verse 34. When he called the people to himself with his disciples, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel, wow, will save it. And that's what the Nazarite is. Don't matter. I'll lose my life. Not die, but... 36. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words and this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Now, I've seen a lot of sinners post something on their Facebook about I believe in Jesus because they know that on the other side, they don't want Jesus denying them before the Father. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's all right. Jesus and the Father will take it because if you're willing to speak about him in front of other men, then you're on your way to coming to the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name. Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 27. And it happened, as he was alone praying, that his disciples joined him. And he asked them, saying, who do the crowd say that I am? They answered and said, John the Baptist, some say Elijah. Others say one of the old prophets has risen again. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said, the Christ of God. Isn't it interesting that Matthew, Mark, and Luke have this, but not John? Interesting thought, isn't it? Verse 21, he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, scribes, and be killed and raised on the third day. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. May God add his blessing to the reading of God's holy word. Now, this is the point where we say, circle the wagons. And where we kind of take everything we've been doing and put it into one big leap, big heap. Jesus warned severely yesterday about following the doctrine of the Pharisees. And today he called it leaven. A little bit of it will contaminate your whole being. You got to let go of those old religious indoctrinations that have no power and they cannot save you. You got to let go of it. You got to say, Holy Spirit, fill me and take me into what you want me to be, and I will change and I will grow and I will develop just like you want me to be. Because Jesus said, your religious tradition makes the word of God to have no effect in your life. And then he said, in vain you worship me. And I don't want my worship to be vain. Mm-hmm. And tonight as I sat here worshiping the Lord, his blessing was all over me. I love it. I love your presence. Maybe you've never felt the Lord's presence close to you. Continually asking for it. I want to feel your presence. Just continually asking for it. And then walk with him every day of your life, and you'll begin to. We want to give you a chance to pray the prayer of salvation. And be right with God. Some people call it the sinner prayer, you know, praying the prayer, being born again, becoming a Christian, got all kinds of things. And literally what it means, you become a believer in Jesus, you receive him, and he transforms your life. Pray this prayer with me. Everybody pray it. Even those of you in the tribulation period that's getting this video, pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I believe it.
And I believe it.
So I make my declaration.
So I make my declaration.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Again on the third day just for me.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your
mercy. All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my
life. With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as a
life.
Believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty
I
name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. You did it. You did the greatest thing you could ever do. Your whole life just changed in 2-minute prayer. And we're glad to have you with us. We're glad. Now, what just happened to me, Pastor? Because something's going on the inside. This is interesting because I am instructed by the Holy Spirit to keep saying this. Those of you that missed the rapture and you're in the tribulation period, get real serious. Find every one of these videos and listen to them. What just happened is you missed the rapture. Not you that are with me today. You got to now be right with God. And that stirring, that amazing understanding that just filled you is God Almighty in all of his mercy and his grace. Isn't that so? Isn't that so? Those of you that are with me here on October 2022. God Almighty just filled you through Jesus by the power of the Spirit. And he just came to live on the inside of you. So naturally, your whole being is being filled with the light of God Almighty. And your life has just changed forever. How awesome is that? God just came to live in here and to teach you from the inside out. Yeah, he did. Glory be to God. What do I do now, Pastor? Walk with him every day. He just wiped all your sins away. They're gone. He just adopted you into the family. You are now a literal heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And what you got to do is you found a good body of believers. This is a great body of believers right here. Stick with us. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you're notified every time we come on. And we will lead you into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I've got some introductory videos I'll send you that you can listen to and you can study. And it'll be a blessing to you in your life. And you'll grow and develop in the things of God in Jesus' name. And then just come every night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, right here on this channel. And we're going to teach you the ways of God. Every morning when you wake up, just before you get out of bed, just pray. Father, help me walk with you today. He loved you so much, he gave Jesus to die on the cross for you. So I guarantee you, when you say that, he's going to walk with you. No, wait, I don't guarantee it. The covenant of this book guarantees he's going to walk with you.
Amen.
Every day of your life. The next thing you know, the trumpet will sound, rapture will happen, we'll go to meet him in the clouds, and we'll forever be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell everybody you know about this program. Send the link in this, in the notes of this program, there's a link that says the full Read the Word playlist. It's right in the notes of this program. Send it to all your family and friends so that they have the opportunity to meet a preacher that will help them walk with God every day of their life. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got for today. 33 minutes. How cool is that? We're doing it. Remember Sunday, we take communion together right here on the program Sunday morning. It will be a blessing. We receive communion every single night on the program, so make sure you come and be with us. This week, we're fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit Conference in Amarillo, Texas. From my pastor, my elder, mighty man of God. And it's an awesome time. Just stick with this channel right here, Sam and Zay Cottle, and you will be connected to everything we do. In Jesus' mighty name. My email's there. Send me an email. Tell me your story. Give me a testimony. Give me a prayer request. And most of all, ask me questions, and I'll help you walk with God. Get your Bible. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, just like we're doing right now. And you'll begin to grow in God. Every day, it's automatic. He lives in you. Is that it? Until we see you again. This is what we say.
We
love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Sister Phyllis. Sister Sunday, can see you guys there with us on YouTube. God bless you guys. We sure love you. Thank you for being our friends and our partners. Thank you for all of your prayers. Seriously. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. To all of our new nations that have just joined with us. Nepal, you've just joined with us. Welcome aboard. It's good to have you. What did I say the other one was? Nepal and Bulgaria. Welcome aboard, Bulgaria. We're glad to have you with us. And then the little nation of Malawi in Africa.
Wow.
Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us. And we want to help you get this translated into your native language. So send me an email. It's right there in the notes of that program on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.